Today I'm going to talk all about 10 frames, which are amazing tools or models for your students to use to develop the concept of 5 and 10 as reference points, which is a pre-place value skill that can be really helpful when students start to work with larger numbers. Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students. If you are not familiar with what a 10 frame is, like I said, it's a math tool that has 10 squares, 5 on the top, 5 on the bottom. I've seen it most often be used horizontally, but it can also be used vertically. And so when using a 10 frame or a 5 frame, which is just half if you're really just starting with numbers, it helps kids see numbers instead of 10 being a long line. It's kind of stacked on top of each other, which can be really helpful when starting to develop subitizing and understanding how many 10 is and maybe how close a number is to 10 or how far a number is to 10. So why are 5 and 10 even important as reference points? Those numbers tend to be friendlier numbers or easier numbers for students to remember that help develop number sense and build their basic facts. And they can start to reason with how close or how far a number is from 10. And that knowledge and that understanding of how the number system works then can be applied to larger numbers. When kids are just kind of learning the concept of 10, there's three levels. The first level is the initial concept of 10. So they don't really understand 10 as a unit. They will still see 10 as individual things. When using a 10 frame and bringing that in, they start to see 10 things as a unit and eventually can move on to different models that do not need to show 10 things exactly, like base 10 blocks. But when they're just starting out, they really need to see it to understand how many 10 is. And when students are in this level, this first level, when they're solving addition problems or subtraction problems, they really need to count everything by ones. They're not really able to see 10 as a group of 10 ones. So when they get to level 2, they kind of have the understanding that 10 is a unit, but still really need to see it. So in this case, a base 10 rod wouldn't necessarily be something that they would just see and know, oh, that represents 10 things. Whereas when they see it on a 10 frame, they'd still be able to understand that frame is 10 things. So they really need to mentally construct that unit of 10 to be able to then manipulate it or add to or take away from it. And when they're at level 3 or the facile concept of 10, they're easily able to work with units of 10 with or without the physical representation. They can see it. They understand how many it is. They understand how to decompose it or recompose it. They're able to find the nearest 10 or create the nearest 10 when solving problems. So these are all things that we're wanting students to work on or to be able to work towards, but it takes a lot of time for them to really understand how many things 10 is and how to use it, which is why the 10 frame comes in so handy. Now, the 10 frame is a very versatile tool. You can use 10 frames in your warm-up, you can use them for counting, you can use them at centers, and a great way to spice up anything you're doing with a 10 frame is to change the manipulative. You know, variety is the spice of life. Change your manipulative and all of a sudden it's a brand new 10 frame. So next I'm going to share with you some of my favorite ways to use 10 frames in the classroom and some activities that you might want to try. The first one is quick images. In quick images, you would show students a 10 frame with a certain number of items on it, show it to them for 3 seconds, and then quickly put it down. And so students would have to figure out how many items were on the 10 frame without counting. So that's where the reasoning really comes in. They might be able to think, okay, I know that if they're all full, then it's 10. But if I saw 3 empty, well, what's 3 away from 10? It's 7. Or they might see that there's only 3 things on it and realize there was a lot left before they got to 10. Quick images is a very easy to implement number sense routine or warm up that you can do with your kids before your math block. You can do it with them in centers and small group if they're really needing it, and then they can build the same 10 frame that they saw. They can try and build a matching set. Also, something for if you're waiting in the, you have a 10 frame and a dry erase sleeve and a marker, you can play that in the hall while they're waiting to go into their specials. It's an activity that you can pull out everywhere and your kids always really like it. They like being able to see if they can figure out the 10 frame. And because you're quick, it adds a game-like element. I mentioned briefly about using 10 frames in small group, like students would have to build a matching set. And that's another hands-on way for them to start constructing the idea of 10. And the next couple games I'm going to share with you definitely leverage that skill. The first one is pick, build, and cover. So your students would have a playing mat. They would pick up a card, and then they would have to pick up a 10-frame card or a numeral card, depending on what they're working on. The 10-frame card, they would just have to create a matching set. A numeral card can be for your students who are working on number recognition or matching numerals to a value. So they pick up their card and they would need to create that same number on their 5, 10, or 20 frame. And once they've created that number, they would put a counter on that number on the counting mat. The goal is for them to build all of the numbers, and they can keep track of the numbers that they've built by covering it up on their frame. And like I said, you can do a 5 frame for students who are needing just working on numbers to 5, 10 frame for students who are working on numbers to 10, and 20 frame if your students are a bit beyond numbers to 10. And working with a 20 frame is a great way to develop the concept of teen numbers, as a teen number being one full group of 10 and ones, and they can start to see that the more they work with 20 frames. So there's a little something for everyone. Another game that is similar to that is spin and build instead of pick and build. So for spin and build, they actually have a spinner with a 5, 10, or 20 frame on it. They would spin and create that number on their frame. And in this one, I like to bring in some number writing into it as well. So they would have a recording sheet where they would write the number that they spun, and they could draw or fill in a 10 or 20 frame, depending on what it looked like, so they can get some number writing practice in while they're working on those numbers. And if you can, there are dice, like actual dice available that have 5, 10, and 20 frames on it. That is a great thing to put on your classroom wish list or see if you can get, because those are so versatile as well. And my kids really love anything that they can use a die for. They love it. With those die, you can also create, there's tons of dice templates online, and you can just put your 5, 10, or 20 frames on it and create them yourself as well. And with that, you can do roll and write 5, 10, or 20 frames. So again, all of these are really similar, working on the same skills, but giving it a little tweak makes it feel like a different activity. For example, in pick, build, and cover, you're using cards to make your matches. In spin and build, you're using a spinner, which is also an amazing tool that you can get. They're not very expensive, and I use them all the time, and I can use them for everything. I use spinners so much because they're, again, another really versatile tool you can use for so much. And the roll and write is really focusing more on writing your number. So they would roll their die, figure out which number it is, and write the number, because a lot of times kids can recognize their numbers before they can actually write them with reversals and such. And so when you're working with kindergartners, first graders, it's still developmentally appropriate for them to be reversing their numbers, so maybe writing their 5 backwards, but it starts to become an issue when they start writing teen numbers as 51 instead of 15. That opportunity to practice it, but in a more interactive way than just filling out a worksheet, is really helpful. So there you have it. I hope that you got some ideas from this. I will have a link to images of the centers I listed in the show notes, and feel free to let me know what your favorite 10 frame activities are, either by sending me an email or finding me on Instagram. And until then, I will talk to you next time.